James chapter 5, verse 1. Go to now, you rich men, weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Ye have heaped treasure together for the last days. Behold, verse 4, the hire of the laborers which have reaped down your fields, which is of you, kept back by fraud, crieth. And the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Ye have lived in pleasure on the earth, and have been wanton. Ye have nourished your hearts as in the day of slaughter. Ye have condemned and killed the just, and he doth not resist you. That means when you have nourished your hearts as in a day of slaughter. Nourished is like fattened. You're like a fattened animal ready to be killed. Do you understand? I feel like this is my country. Really. Go to now, America. Weep and howl for your miseries which shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, America. And your garments are moth-eaten. Now, you look at yourself and you say, well, what do you mean? Such is the way of all those precious new fine things you wear. Someday are going to be rotting in the ground. Someday are going to be, corrupted means literally putrefied. To perish. The way vegetables and fruit rot away. So are your riches going to rot away. All the miseries that will come upon you. See, because rich, the wealthy, I mean just this rich land. Okay? It includes, I'll tell you what. All the homes, we got the Wii here. Everyone's got video game systems. There's good works in it. I got this little iPod here, right? One of these little nanos, right? And I got my Word of God on here. My wife uses one to listen to the teachings. I mean, isn't technology wonderful in that sense? Yes, amen. But also, we set our hearts on these things. We have to be ready to walk away from it. See, because when we set our hearts on it, we're in a rich nation. Honestly, unless you're living on the street in this country, it's almost impossible. Not to just live off the riches. Like I said, our poor are fat. I mean, I've been fat and not being, and living in technical poverty. Though I don't believe that for a minute. I don't call it that. I think I do pretty good as far as I'm concerned. I mean, a lot of people look at me, yeah, Paul, with your holy t-shirts and your filthy clothes. And just kind of a slob, I try to put on clean stuff to go out sometimes and sometimes not. Right? But they set their hearts on all the nice stuff. Look at my nice clothes, my nice this, that, the other. Right? And when it's taken away, oh, what sorrow they're going to reap. What misery. Literally that word could mean like calamity. Because it's going to be the calamity that comes on them. When it's taken away. And people lose things. I mean, what sorrow. I mean, I'll tell you what. If I suddenly lost my home, I'd be sorrowful. Not for me so much. I just think of my children. I want to raise them someplace peaceable. I want to be away from the influence of all these other, school. I homeschool my children. I want them to be brought up in a godly atmosphere. I want them to be brought up in a certain way. And I value this place on that account. A quiet place. I pray that I may live a peaceable life here. At least until they're grown and they can stand on their own 2 feet. And then I'll be ready to be offered. As far as I'm concerned. I expect to walk away from everything I possess. I came into this world naked, and it's certain I will go out naked. My grandmother once said to me, she's all concerned about her funeral. How is she going to be buried? I'm like, you can leave me in the streets naked. For I do not expect I shall be laying there long. I really don't care. What I'm investing in here, my life's work is not to build a great retirement. I'm looking at something beyond. I mean, literally, people would be astonished at how, and I'm not, this is no braggadocio. For me, honestly, I've always thought, I'm just so irresponsible. But I'm just blessed. And I just don't care. People who know recognize it. They're like, it's like a blessing. In Christianity only, because it's foolishness to the world. Paul, you don't plan? No. I don't have plans. I have big plans. Like I'm planning for eternal life. I've been laying aside things for that, you know. Saving. Scrimping. Scratching things together as best I can by the Spirit of God, asking, you know, receiving, letting patience have its work, learning patience, learning a lot more. You know, Jesus said, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth. You see a lot of the Sermon on the Mount here, you know. I got a song, the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's on my website on the main page of oraclesofgod.org. You know, lay not up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust will corrupt. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Because he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all this, what? All this. Take no thought what we will eat, what will we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed. He doesn't even mention, you know, what kind of fashion, you know, all that. Don't take thought for your clothing. Your garments. Gold and silver is cankered. What's that mean, cankered? Means rusted or corroded. Now gold doesn't by nature corrode. But something is coming which is going to cause it all. Like he says, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. Wow, that's pretty heavy stuff. You know, you look at the corruption of the gold and silver. All that stuff is going to turn to something that's going to devour you. The worthlessness of it all. The vanity of it all.